So yeah, thank you everyone for being here today. As you can see, we're still figuring everything out as we go. So this is first then, for people who haven't been there, in Brussels is usually where we gather. Online is, well, we're all stuck together with this pandemic. We are going to spend 2 days exceptionally in the JavaScript dev room. Obviously, you come and leave whenever you please. You're not stuck with us. But yes, we had too many talks, too many good talks, and we couldn't give up on some of it. So yes, it's going to be 2 half days. That's the good thing is you're going to be able to have a proper weekend and stay in bed a bit longer than if we had started at 9 a.m. What I'm going to do for a bit then is I introduce myself. My name is Fabien Benito. I work in WebXR, so that's VRNR on the web, and mostly at the European Parliament. I started doing JavaScript, I don't remember, but years ago. And as we started to discuss in the chat, the beauty for me was that you can do anything and everything with it. And the problem is there is so much to do and learn. That's why I joined this kind of event to help, let's say, connect the different parts together from the low level bottom of the stack to the highest level. And I want to do it in a way that is open, because that's how you can build more things, more exciting things. And that's also how you can have hardware and then software and usages on top of that you actually trust. So that's why I'm here. That's why I'm at FirstDem, and that's why I hope others are here, is to be able to do more and do better, not just like more code or more solution, but things again that we can rely on and not being adversarial, let's say, with the hardware. So Ludovic, I'll invite you to also present yourself, and then after this, I suggest we just spend a minute or two about the rules, how to be basically a good participant to FirstDem, and to help others basically. Thank you.
Hello everybody. I hope you hear me. Yes, today I'm pretty excited about JavaScript Dev Room. We will discuss during 2 days about JavaScript, and I'm happy to be here with you. I hope the next year we will be in ULB to be able to see you in real life. Anyway, for the second time, we are on a virtual event. And I am Ludovic Gasc, and I am an open source architect at IBM. And Red Hat, and I'm working on several clients on different technologies, especially on JavaScript and Python. And I'm happy to be here to discuss about JavaScript. Today we have a lot of great sessions about graphs, about micro frontends, about also metaverse, thanks to Fabien. And we have, last but not least, a great event about OpenSearch. I hope you enjoy your weekend. And about the rules, but in fact, the idea is to be respect the code of conduct of FirstDem, and simply, please don't be an asshole. Please to be shy and respect all opinions, even if somebody tells you Python it's the best programming language of the world. It might be true, maybe. And I don't know if you want to add something else, Fabien?
Yes, thanks, Ludovic. What I want to add is, when as you summarized it, it's like, just don't be an asshole, be nice to each other. And that's also, so in the chat, but that's also for Q&A, for example, when we have a presentation, No, don't be adversarial, don't be aggressive with the speaker. If there is a mistake, you can reach out to them, let's say in private after. And if you do have a question, make it a question. We don't have time for, let's say, oh, your framework is nice, but I prefer this other framework. Keep this for discussion after the presentation and after the Q&A. The Q&A, unfortunately, is always going to be too short. So we wanna have a question that ends with a question mark. So how do you do this? How can we help contribute to the project? Those are good questions. My other framework is better. That's not a good question. There is no question mark. So it might be true, but that's not the point. The point is to exchange, and to exchange, we need to have a conversation. For this, it has to be short because we have 30 usually minutes per presentation, 20, 25 minutes of presentation, 5, 10 minutes for Q&A. And by the time, you know, the person connects, put their camera and everything, it's usually always too short. So please keep your question to be as short and clear as possible. You will be able to have some time after. Usually, we do check that presenters, speakers are present before the talk so that they can have questions. And if they have the time, just like you would do at ULB in Brussels, we have, let's say, the corridor where people can go and hang out. Either the speaker is going to send a link to their own Matrix chat room, or they want to chat on Mastodon or on another Matrix server. Basically, if they have the time, you'll be able to go a lot more in depth about their presentation and their project. But Q&A is short and sweet. We keep it very, very to the point. So yeah, that's the main thing. Otherwise, yeah, be kind to each other. Try to be as productive. If you see, I don't know, a link is missing, you can use the dev room, the chat in the dev room for this. You can share links about the presentation. And I think that that's most of it. Quick word also that, yeah, we have a lot of talks. They are all recorded. So it means if somehow you can't make it, don't worry about it. Everything will be there after. Maybe it's going to take a couple of days to ensure that, for example, it's merged with the Q&A, but overall, it's pretty quick. So don't worry. There is always too much, right? Like even if you just stick, let's say, to the JavaScript dev room, takes a bit of time, but if you go to the other dev rooms, and I encourage you to do so, including the Python dev room, but others, let's say on Web3 or on policy also, I discovered there is a policy dev room. So there are really a lot of interesting stuff. So don't worry too much about timing. You'll be able to see the videos after. But I think that's about it. I think we covered pretty much everything. Everybody sent their video, so thank you so much. Yeah, I'll actually take the little bit of time we have left to say thank you to participants, to the organizers of FOSDEM, but also to speakers. We had a little bit of technical difficulties with some of you guys, but in the end, we managed. Everything is on the server. Everything is ready. We know it's quite a bit of work. Everybody here is volunteering. Everybody is donating their time, their weekend. But we're really grateful for this. So thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks everybody to be here. I hope you really enjoy the conference as we take pleasure to do the schedule. Don't hesitate to ask your questions on FOSDEM chat. We are a great team. If you have questions about JavaScript, don't hesitate to ask your questions. You have no silly questions, only silly answers. We still have 3 minutes. No, 1 minute before the live. Yeah.
What I can add for the last minute is we're trying also to set up somebody, I think Louis, when we started. Louis, you suggested a way to do one-on-one discussion because sometimes the chat room can be a bit messy. I put a message on top. I'll see if I can pin it. But if you, let's say, confirm or like or whatever, tick my message, then other people can just see your nickname and then do a one-on-one discussion with you. It's random, so maybe nobody is going to say, maybe 10 people are going to say hi. Just, yeah, see how you can manage. and keep it friendly as always.
Okay. Well, it's a great day today. I don't know for you, Fabien, with the sun.
Yes, it's the one day in Belgium where there is actually no rain and we're stuck at home. So I'm happy to be here, but I would prefer if it was raining.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's ending. So have a lovely day. Take care, everyone. Enjoy.
Bye.